A new report shows the number of young Australians in jail has fallen over the past few years, but the improved figures don't apply to Indigenous Australians. Young Indigenous people are now 31 times more likely to be in detention than any other Australians. Simon Lauder reports.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare annual report on youth detention contains a good news story, but it also shows how the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians is getting wider in some areas.
As per previous years, the rates of Indigenous young people are very high compared to their relative proportion in the population. So about half of young people in detention are Indigenous, and only around about 5% of young people in the general population of that age group are Indigenous. So that means that they're about 30 times as likely as their non-Indigenous counterparts to be in this part of the system.
The Institute's Tim Beard says in the past 4 years, the rate of 10 to 17-year-olds in youth detention has declined in New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania, and risen in the Northern Territory and Queensland. Overall, it's been a steady downward national trend, but Indigenous Australians are not sharing in efforts to keep young people out of jail. Tim Beard says the ratio of Indigenous to non-Indigenous people in youth detention has risen from 26 to 1 4 years ago to 31 to 1 this year.
The rates and numbers of Indigenous young people in detention have remained stable over the period. It's just that the non-Indigenous rates have gone down. So the gap has increased, but not in the traditional sense of the gap becoming worse for Indigenous young people. It just hasn't become any better.
The ratio varies from state to state, but all across Australia, Indigenous people are highly overrepresented in youth detention. In Western Australia, the ratio is 60 to 1. That's no surprise to the CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia, Dennis Eggington.
There is this continued over-policing here in WA. It includes pieces of legislation that are indirectly discriminatory against our people. For instance, current social behaviour orders, move-on notices and curfews, while they seem to be for good reasons and protecting the community, quite quickly they become tools of social management by the police and others, where Aboriginal people are finding themselves getting move-on notices. You know, some people are getting 400-odd move-on notices. They're breaching them, they end up courts, and then they end up getting fines and they end up in jail.
While it's up to state and territory governments to administer justice, Mr. Eggington says the federal government should make Indigenous incarceration rates a focus of its Closing the Gap agenda.
A state or territory could say, well, you know, this year we've, our imprisonment rates have gone down, 2% for Aboriginal people, we're doing a good job. But like you've indicated, they may have gone down 10% for non-Aboriginal people. So we're not getting the same level of commitment to reduce those numbers. Something has to be a trigger to help monitor and I guess measure progress, and it can only be through Closing the Gap figures, yes.
The CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia, Dennis Eggington, speaking there to Simon Lauder.